Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for this word of edification that we must hear and do. And so we just bless this word, Lord. Thank you for insight and encouragement this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Matthew 7, verse 24 to 27. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and put them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on a rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell with a great crash.
Hallelujah. Just earlier it says that not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom, but he that does the will of my Father. So the hearing and the doing is very important. But what we've read now, this powerful conclusion, is that everyone has heard the word or hears the word. And you think, how's that? Because one thing, everyone's made in the image and likeness of God. So they spiritual beings with a soul and inner body. And so our conscience, you know when you're going against your conscience. And that's why one thing, you know, as a born-again believer, Paul said it was so important for him to keep a clear conscience before God and man. So that's where man knows what is right. There's an inner voice. There's no excuse for missing the mark, sin, lies, deception of Satan. And then also creation, everything that we see out there in this world shows intelligent design. So when people choose to not want to hear, that is when they are digging a hole for themselves. But praise God, we are children of God. He who hears my word and does it is like a wise man building his house on the rock. This we take hold of. Earlier he said, he who does the will of my Father will enter into the kingdom. And so we understand that Jesus is the rock that we build on, and it's kingdom principles. That's what he built. He shared the gospel of the kingdom. And we look to Jesus. We got born again, and born again is we entered into the kingdom. And then that's John 3 verse 3, and then John 3 verse 5, and then we see the kingdom. So these wonderful principles. And then we understand in the Our Father prayer where the Father and the Son lets us know, they know what we need, and then they tell us to pray, your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. And then they give our daily needs. So it's about staying in tune on a daily basis so you're not missing out on this wonderful day of salvation that's been made available. And here what we just seen this morning is when we stay in tune on a daily basis, whatever testings, whatever squeezings comes, this is the cares of this world, this is the deception, the storms will not overcome us. We'll stand strong. So the important thing is, guys, is the understanding you now in Christ, and in Christ now born again, you in the kingdom, and now in the kingdom, I think of Hebrews 12 from 22, you've come to the powerful angels of God that are there to bring about the new and the better covenant. They the armies that watch over and stand for God's kingdom coming on earth as it is in heaven. And so standing together with them, we day by day, we get our light from heaven, just like Peter, when he was looking at Jesus, and he speaks from that platform of keeping his eyes on Jesus. Then Jesus says, and that their flesh and blood has not revealed that to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And then he goes on to say, and the gates of hell will not prevail against revelation, against this truth. And then he also tells us the wonderful keys of heaven come to those. He gives us the keys of heaven. So we partake of the heavenly blessings to be blessings here on the earth, overcome any trials and tribulations and squeezings, because God started a wonderful work and he will never leave or forsake us. So guys, stay in tune, develop on schedule. Your God is for you. You are the lights in the world, the rivers in the desert, the shadows of a great rock in a weary land. Be blessed, because you are blessed, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.